Homelessness advocate Bob Johnston would be Greater Sudbury's mayor if students decided the results of this year's civic election. He was the victor in this year's student vote, an experiential learning program that enables teachers to bring democracy alive in the classroom, and empowers students to practice the habits of active and engaged citizenship. I hope the adults are the same, because I'd be glad to represent this city, Johnston told Sudbury.com shortly after the results came in, where he secured 23% of the student vote. He credits the prominence of his signs and the fact he's quite visible in the community for his campaign resonating with youths. I'm out at car shows, I'm out at some hockey games, I'm out everywhere, he said. They see me around for sure. Johnston received 692 votes from Greater Sudbury students, and was followed by candidate Paul Lefebvre's 533, Mila Wong, 373, Evelyn Dutrasik, 388, Miranda Rocca Circelli, 357, Devin LaBronchi, 223, Don Gravel, 149, Brian Bigger, 127, and David Popescu, 120. Bigger announced on October 4 that he was withdrawing from consideration due to family reasons, though his name still appeared on both the student vote ballot and the official ballot. Alongside Johnston, students selected Ward 1, Mark Signoretti. Ward 2, Michael Vignini. Ward 3, Michelle Brabant. Ward 4, Jeff McCausland. Ward 5, Robert Kerwan. Ward 6, Renee LaPierre. Ward 7, Natalie Labbe. Ward 8, Al Sizer. Ward 9, Leslie Steele. Ward 10, Fern Cormier. Ward 11, Bill LeDuc. Ward 12, Jeff McIntyre. For a full list of the 38 schools in Greater Sudbury involved in the student vote and a full list of results, including school board trustees, click here. Unofficial actual results are expected to begin streaming in at approximately 9:30 p.m. Sudbury.com will be covering these results as soon as possible tonight.